B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Get Up Crew, thank you so much for listening. It's Ramiro, it's Pebbles, it's Melissa, and on the phone, an old friend. Also a three-time Super Bowl champion with your New England Patriots. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame. He deserves to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Willie McGinnis.
Hey, what's up, crew?
Hey, how's it going?
Long time no hear.
No kidding.
Man, before your first of three world championships, we used to hang out with you at clubs.
I know, man. You know, I reminisce a lot about those good old days and winning Super Bowls and rocking with you guys on the radio and at the clubs and on the scene. You guys still going strong. Congratulations.
Thank you very
much,
sir.
Thank you, Will.
So you're going to be here on Saturday for the Be the Change voter registration drive at Roxbury Community College, right?
Yes, I am going to be there. I'm going to be teaming up with Rock the Vote and the Kraft family, the Patriots. And I'm just proud that, you know, Mr. Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Josh Kraft, the Kraft group stepped up and wanted to support their players. And you know, some of the causes that's going on in our society and saying, like, if we really want to create this change, especially in the inner city and the urban areas, we got to get out, we got to vote, and we got to register. So they teamed up with me and Legends, and they wanted to help me put on this event. And I'm just excited, man. If, you know, Boston has always been my second home. They still take care of me, but I thought it was really important now to engage and get people to go out and register.
Did you realize, I mean, you won three Super Bowls with the Patriots, but did you realize or at the time think, like, this is just going to keep going? Like, I don't see this ending anytime soon. Like basically it did. It still hasn't ended, technically.
No. I mean, even when I left and went to Cleveland for those 3 years, man, it was still like I was missing a part of me, you know, because I left home. I was in Boston for 12 years with the Patriots, and, you know, that's why I wanted to retire. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but of course, the Kraft family brought me back, retired me as a Patriot, signed that one-day contract, put on that red coat, and I went to the Patriots Hall of Fame. And, you know, the rest is history. He always calls me his fifth son. So, you know, you got to treat me accordingly, you know?
It wasn't the same to see you in that orange helmet either. It really wasn't. It was like, oh, it was heartbreaking.
You know, we can say that for a lot of players. It's been a lot of players.
Yeah, but you, though. You, I don't know.
I know a guy right now that it's going to be tough seeing him in a different uniform.
Oh, shut up.
You know, hey, you said it. You said it, not me.
Mel's crying every day.
I seriously am. I'm not. A lot of people are like, well, we got to move on. I'm like, I can't move on. This is different because every other season, whenever something would happen, people were like, well, you know what? We still have Tom Brady. Now it's we don't have Tom Brady. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Now we got Belichick and Brady. Now it's just Belichick. But I'm happy for TB, man. He's happy. He's going to finish his career out. I'm sure he's going to retire as a Patriot, of course. You know that.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Now, do you think whoever wins first will get... You know how there was always the... Is Bill the one who's helping Brady, or is Brady the one helping Bill? Do you think that whoever wins first now will cement, you know, and kill
who
that
wins
argument? Yeah.
You know, in football, it's tough because it's not about one player. You know, it's about your team. It's about your staff. There's a lot of things that factor into winning. It's not a one-man sport. So there's a lot of things that have to factor in. But, when any player leaves somewhere they've been forever, they want to have that success and still prove that they're really good. And I'm sure, you know, the coaching staff is still, their job is to go out and play their very best and put guys in position to win. So they're both competitive. They both want to win. And that's always the goal for every team. I'm going to stay real political, straight down the line right here. You know what I mean?
Okay, Will, you have a lot of insight as far as, you know, the ins and outs of all the different teams, especially with the Patriots. And I'm sure you have a lot of good relationships with some of the players that are still playing. Do you think, because everyone's talking now about how all these players have opted out. There's, I believe, 8 now. It could be more than that. And a lot of people are saying they're like, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of Bill's crap. I'm sick of, like, what do you think the reason is that we have the team that has so many players opting out? Is it a Bill Belichick thing?
No, I just think it's a situation where guys are looking at their own personal situation. You know, some guys have, you know, babies, newborns, some of the guys maybe have dealt with, you know, health issues. Whatever the case may be, I'm not blaming on Belichick. I think we all have a job to do. And, you know, if they give you a choice and you have the opportunity to do something, you gotta sit back as an individual. I don't think it's a team thing. I think individually, a lot of people are affected by what's going on, and they got to make the best decision for them and their family. So I hope in their heart for everybody, that's the real reason. And if you didn't want to be a Patriot, if you didn't want to be around Bill Belichick, there's other ways to leave and get out of your contract versus using this as an excuse. You know?
That's a good point.
What do you think, if you were playing right now, do you think you'd play the season, or do you think you would opt out?
I think I would play. I would definitely play. The NFL has done a great job of putting all of the necessary measures and protocols in place for the players' health and safety. I know the players wanted specific and detailed things lined up, and the NFL has done a great job of doing that. So when you talk about the physical distancing inside the facility, the cleaning stations, the sanitizers, all of the different things they have, the tags to monitor the devices, it's called the proximity contact devices to see who you come in contact with, limiting the space of who can come in certain areas with football operations. The NFL's done a phenomenal job, but it is a contact sport. You're going to make contact with people. You are going to be face-to-face, but it really comes down, guys, to the players.
Yeah.
Are the players going to be responsible? Are they going to be disciplined? Are they going to make sure that they're taking care of all the necessary measures when they're not at the facilities? That's what's important.
Yeah. Well, I think if there's one team that, you know, that we think that would probably be the most responsible is the Patriots, just if you go by their modus operandi over the years.
Yeah, you know, they've done a good job of putting team over individualism. So if they can continue that mantra and stay in line with that and be disciplined and understand what's at stake, and they're not just putting themselves in jeopardy, they're putting other people in jeopardy, then, you know, hopefully these guys will make the right decisions.
Yeah.
All right. I know you all are excited about football. I need to get back to voting because it's prior. that we get this fool out of the White House.
Thank you.
we got important matters here. Where can people come to register? What time? All of it.
We're going to be at Roxbury College from 12 to 3. Mm-hmm. And Teddy Bruschi's going to be out hanging out.
Yes.
Nice.
Hall of Fame, Ty Law, he just went into the Hall of Fame.
Nice.
He's going to
okay.
be out there hanging out. Scott Zolak, Andre Tippin to be out there. There's going to be a lot of Patriots, former Patriots, because the guys that are active now are in camp and they can't come. They can't step out of their tiers. But, you know, we're going to come out and support. We're going to have DJs out there. We're going to have the craft group out there, and we're going to be out there just celebrating change and
all
trying
right.
to make that change and getting people motivated to come out and register. And when they come out to vote, I don't know if they told you guys this, but when people come out to register to vote, we're going to give them a Be the Change hoodie that we got with the Patriots and came
nice.
Over with a really nice Be the Change hoodie for the first 1,000 people that come out. We're
nice.
Giving out hoodies. So we're giving gifts out, too.
Wow.
That's awesome.
This Saturday at noon at Roxbury Community College. Check it out. Willie McGinnis, it's great talking to you, my friend. And hopefully, do you think the football season is going to start on time?
You know, it'll be close.
Oh.
It'll be close. I'm shooting for yes. But, you know, you got to see what happens.
Awesome.
That's above my pay grade.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Hey,
thanks,
we'll see you on
Willie.
Saturday. Thank you, Willie.
Thank you.
I'll miss you guys. Thank you.
Boston. Get up. The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.